It was a pleasure having you as a presenter. I'm sure the library. Yes. Oh, hey. I'm just wrapping up an email here. Has the library been cleared and all the doors locked? Oh, good. I'm so sorry to keep you. I'm the last one here. Oh, shoot. I've been knocking down those paper clips all day long. I'll pick them up right now. Oh, that's so sweet of you. Okay, let me just wrap up this email and I'll be out of your way. I'm sure the library will have you back again soon. Best of luck to you. And send. Okay, I'm all done. I'm shutting the computer down. You can just set the paper clips there on the desk. Listen, I wanted to thank you personally for all of your suggestions today. We knew we would have a large turnout, so your suggestions on how to set up the posts and handle crowd control were unbelievably valuable. Are there still more paper clips on the ground? Oh, I just thought there were since you were looking down there. But as I was saying, I did want to thank you personally for all your hard work. You are definitely a valuable asset to this library. I'm sorry, is there something else there on the ground? No? Oh, do you mind if I talk to you on a more personal level? Okay, well, have a seat. It's after hours. The library is closed, and I wanted to have a conversation with you. Just two adults, as if we were having a drink at a bar, I guess. Is that okay? Good. We've known each other now about 5 years, right? I remember, because you were my first hire. I got this library position by a stroke of luck and good timing right when I got out of college, and I remember your interview day. Although you were not our first choice, you won us over when you told us that you were just a regular guy who was recently divorced and was just looking to start his life over and do something different. We knew at that moment that you would be a wonderful asset to this library, and we unanimously decided to hire you. And since then, you've been so professional, so great. I'm sure that working here has helped you move on, and whoever your new girlfriend is really appreciates you. What do you mean you don't have time for that? All friends and hobbies and extracurricular activities are definitely great, but don't you miss having someone special in your life? Well, that's a wonderful outlook. And you're right. Something will come when the time is right. No, I didn't just want to ask you about your personal life or reminisce about when we hired you. I also wanted to tell you something. I've noticed the rare occasions when I wear my flats that are open toe and have the sling back, that you tend to have this boyishly embarrassed look on your face, as if you are hiding something you don't have the guts to say. But you don't act that way any other times when I just wear my regular flats or my sneakers or the occasional 2-inch pumps when I have a professional meeting. Don't get embarrassed. I've also noticed that you glance at certain ladies when they wear certain types of footwear here at the library. I'm an observant person, and I like to know what all my staff is up to. Don't feel embarrassed. As I said, it's okay. We're just two adults having a conversation. In the context of this conversation, I'd like to ask you to be very brave and tell me exactly what you are thinking right now. Oh, you think I have pretty toes? Oh, thank you. That's a really nice and inappropriate thing to say. I'm just teasing. I told you. We're just having a conversation. But thank you. I do appreciate that. I have always looked at you as a father figure, a friend, someone I could trust. But that comment you just made, it changes things a little. Well, for instance, I have a gathering that I'm going to from here after work. And these are the heels I'm going to be wearing. I just love the way your eyes just opened up. Do you find this type of footwear sexy? So you do have a thing for feet or heels, or maybe both. Don't be embarrassed. That's very sexy. I'm going to come around my desk and sit next to you right here. And I'm going to take a very, very big chance. I'm going to place my tired feet on your lap. Is this okay? Good. Now, tell me more. Exactly what do you find sexy or attractive about feet and footwear? Yeah, of course. Use my feet to show me. Yes, of course. You can slip off my shoes. Oh, you like when I spread my toes like this? Well, it feels good to stretch them out after a day at work. So you were saying you like the arch, the shape of the toes, okay? Oh, the length of the toenails. And smooth soles. Wow, that's really quite a detailed description. So, then, let me ask you. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rank my feet? I love the look that just came on your face. Absolutely priceless. I'm only kidding with you. I wouldn't make you rank my feet. But I will tell you one thing. I would rank you a 10 for the massage you've been giving my feet since we began this conversation. I just wanted to let you know I've been enjoying it. I will ask you, though, to rank my heels on the desk from 1 to 10. It's nice to know you approve. I'm glad I have a fashion sense of style. Would you be so kind and slip them on my feet, please? Yeah, I'll let you figure out the straps and buckles. I'm sure you'd enjoy that. Look at that. You're a natural. You know your way around feet. And you know your way around women's footwear. I think I like that about you. Well, let me stand up. How do I look? I'm glad you like them. Give me your phone. It would help if you unlock it for me first. There, you have my number. Now I'm going to be leaving for a party. I'll let you finish up here. And later tonight, give me a call. And I'll tell you how to get to my place. So we can continue this conversation, of course. Don't worry about things getting awkward here at work. You see, this party that I'm going to be attending is sort of a farewell party. I handed in my 2 weeks notice a few weeks back. So today is actually my last day. Yeah, that's why I was being so bold and daring today. So you don't have to worry about any HR issues. Boy, your eyes really just lit up. Does that mean I'll be hearing from you later? Good. I look forward to it. Yeah, I really do. Oh, you like the way I bite my bottom lip? Well, you bring out a different side in me. And I can't wait to see what side of you my feet and heels bring out of you. Maybe I'll have to put on a little runway show for you and model on my shoes. Does that sound good? Yes, it does, doesn't it? Okay, well, you know what to do later on then. Good night.